Absolutely. Flash the two right in the face of Bob Nightingale, who says there could be two Diamondbacks leaving town. Could be. Could
Bobby
be.
Knows all about flashing the two on a Cowbell Friday, does he not? Of course, our number two on the Doug and Wolf Show, Savages in the Morning, broadcasting high atop the bell tower of the Auction Community Studios. Good morning, brothers.
One thing that we have never asked Bob Nightingale, who joins us right now on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line, Baseball Insider, USA Today, is this question. Bob, do you listen to the Doug and Wolf Show because you can't find anything else or because you actually enjoy it?
Actually enjoy it.
Okay,
so.
Good. Cheap plug. That was all that was about right there.
Bobby, how you doing this morning?
Doing great, guys.
You know it's the best day of the year, right? It's the Friday before Thanksgiving. You understand that, right?
Wolf's already cheering about a three-day week. It's just like, it's already exciting.
I'm going full-on French today, Bobby.
Meaning the 30-hour work week? Is that what
indeed,
you're
saying? Indeed, no doubt about it.
Bob, boy, you certainly got some attention around here yesterday. Two tweets that grabbed a lot of people and grabbed a lot of attention. So let's start with the one that has to do with the trade. Do you, as you sit here today, granted you're going to be able to change your mind later, but on November 16th of 2018, do you think Zach Greinke will be pitching for the 2019 Diamondbacks?
I'd be stunned if he is. It really would be. I mean, they're shopping him everywhere. And, you know, it may take a package with the with Paul Goldschmidt, you know, just because of the money involved. But, yeah, I'd be very surprised. And they're full intent to have a rebuild here. And you can't rebuild when you have a pitcher making $34.5 million.
Mm-hmm.
So, Bobby, the packaging of Zach Greinke and Paul Goldschmidt, do you think that's likely?
I know teams have talked about it at the GM meetings and the owners meetings. One team for sure is St. Louis Cardinals. They need a big power bat. They would like another arm. And, Zach can reject trades of 15 teams. I don't think St. Louis would be on there. I think he would actually, love pitching in a city like St. Louis, where it's all baseball,
yes.
All positive, everything.
And we know that he loves the bat. We know how much he loves the bat, so that's a National League team as well. Stay on this, Bob, if you don't mind, and I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I'm wondering, I really like something that Keith Law had written, that Goldie trade should net you four prospects, all four good, two kind of elite. But I get the fact if you're going to package these two, you're doing it to get out of the contract from Greinke. So if you agree Goldie's worth four, how many elite prospects would you get if you're trading them both together as a package deal to get out of the Greinke contract?
Well, in the case of Goldschmidt, I don't believe you get four prime prospects.
Okay.
You only have 1 year left in the contract.
Okay.
I could see one prime prospect. Maybe the second guy being some guys, some team's 15th best prospect, like that. Then a couple others. But
okay.
The fact you can only control them. Unless the Diamondbacks allow permission and said you got 72 hours to negotiate a deal, I don't think they would do that because I think it can, hurt his value. Maybe he's looking for a lot more money than teams are willing to spend. And Greinke, then you're only talking about some fringe prospects, really, because you're trading him, really, just to get rid of the contract.
Yeah. Okay.
Bobby, exactly how much do you think the Diamondbacks would have to pay of Zach Greinke's contract? How much do you think they'd have to pay if they move just Zach Greinke for some other team?
He's got, $34.5 million a year left in that contract for three more years. I would think they'd have to pay down at least $10 million a year off that, so $30 million. He's still a very good pitcher, mm-hmm. as you know, still had a fine
yes.
season. Takes the ball every 5 days. So you can still argue he's a $20 million pitcher, but just not a $34 million pitcher.
Makes sense. This is Bob Nightingale, baseball insider for USA Today, friend of the Doug and Wolf Show that we've already tried to establish. You can follow him at B Nightingale. E is in the middle between Knight and Gale if you want help in spelling it. Okay, let's go to your the other information. The Diamondbacks doing heavy studying with the Atlanta Braves, moving from downtown a couple years ago to the northern suburbs. How is this just, hey, let's just just explore, let's just get some information, or do you think it's kind of a step one to move up the 101?
Yeah, I think it's a big step because teams are looking at what's happening here. It started in St. Louis. They have a thing called Ballpark Village where shops and entertainment district around it. That's about a little over 100,000 square feet. You know, this is over a million square feet in Atlanta, and it's a gold mine. You have shops, restaurants, bars right outside the ballpark. And so if you're the Diamondbacks and whoever partner you want to be with, you do that. You don't have to get public funding, really, because that's going to provide all the funding for you. And that's the beauty of it, as Rob Manfred, the commissioner, was saying yesterday. It really kind of avoids a public funding. So if you're the Diamondbacks, and the talk is they would go, somewhere close to where the Cubs spring training complex is, that side of town over by the freeway. It could be a gold mine financially.
Well, Bobby, what are you hearing about Patrick Corbin and the possibilities with Corbin?
I mean, you hear mostly with him, either the Yankees or the Phillies. Obviously, you grew up a Yankee fan in Syracuse, generations of Yankee fans of the family. Philadelphia's got a ton of money. I think he's going to get the most money by any free agent pitcher. I think you're going to look at a 5 years in excess of $100 million for Corbin.
Same question. What's the market on Pollock?
A lot less. Teams are kicking the tires. Teams like Cincinnati Reds are looking into it. What's hurt him, of course, is just all the injuries.
Yes.
And, when he's healthy, fine center fielder, to my little pop in the bat, too. But just the injury has scared teams.
Mm-hmm.
So I could see him more in the $50, $60 million range.
I wondered, okay, Greinke, we've talked about, again, if you just tuned in, Bob Nightingale, baseball insider with USA Today, talking about Greinke, talking about Goldie, Pollock and Corbin probably, 95% gone. If that's all the case, if these four guys are gone, who's safe? I mean, why stop there? Do you think Robbie Ray would be traded? Do you think Jake Lamb would be traded? I just name a name other than maybe Ahmed and Marte. Who's safe if you're already getting rid of those four?
I don't think anybody's safe. I really don't. I mean, I think everybody's, they're going to listen in on everybody, whether it's a Marte, Lamb, you name it. And that's what you got to do. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know when Chicago got big attention when Theo Epstein says he'll listen to everybody, including Chris Bryant. But that's the way it is. I remember covering the Padres back in the day with Kevin Towers, and he kept telling teams, "Hey, if you want to make offers for Tony Gwynn or Trevor Hoffman, I'm going to listen. It may cost a steep price, but go ahead and talk about it."
Yeah. Bobby, I'm going to come all the way back to Paul Goldschmidt and Zach Greinke, of course, but I want to focus on Goldie right now. What do you think the odds are he's a Diamondback in 2019?
I think that was more 50-50. I think they want a steep price for him, and that's such a hard sell. Just, as far as talking about the heart and soul of the franchise, everybody in baseball, knows what he means to a team, zero ego. They also feel for the guy. I mean, when you talk to agents and clubs, they say his contract that he signed cost him conservatively between $125 and $150 million. That contract was that bad for his talent.
Sure.
And with a new agent now, he's going to want to make up for some of that thing.
This is interesting then. Who do you think it's going to be harder to convince to trade him? Mike Hazen or Ken Kendrick?
I think Ken Kendrick. I think it's a very tough one for ownership, to say, "God, are you sure?" I just think it's a real tough one for fans. I mean, you can trade away every single player in the organization, but trading him away, tough one for the fans to swallow. And they're going to be mad. They're going to be laying up the switchboard and everything else, sending emails. They're going to be furious if he gets traded.
Yeah.
Bobby, happy Thanksgiving.
Man, that's a great talk, Bob. Thanks for your time.
You too.